haven't seen it rain like this in ages.
It's just an Oklahoma thunderstorm. No big deal.
Then why can't I see across the street?
Do you have your contacts in?
Look out the window, Sydney.
It's dark out there?
Because it's nighttime.
Already?
You're the worst.
Hey, y'all.
Ah! What are you doing?
You scared me nearly half to death.
You're in a good place, then. Alice can take you in the back, embalm you, and pop you in a casket.
Don't be morbid, Clarence.
And I'm getting torched, just so everyone knows.
But let's talk about something else. What are you doing sneaking around in my funeral home?
I came in the back.
Why?
The streets are flooding where my office is.
Flooding? But with you, Clarence, that could be 3 inches, and you'd call that a flood.
Mid-calf, smarty britches.
Hi, everybody.
Ah! Ah!
Don't do that!
Lorraine!
What is it with everyone sneaking around in my funeral home?
It is the perfect place for hide-and-go-seek.
It is not!
Or tag.
Yeah, you're it.
Ow!
Hey, no running in here!
You're it, Alice!
Ow! That hurt, hey! No tag in the funeral home! Ugh, I hate everybody. There you are.
No.
You're it. And watch that casket back there. Miss Nye is about to be put in there.
Somebody else is gonna be it besides me. Ha!
Watch out, I'm it. Got all of you guys.
Not the casket.
Watch it, dummies.
Did I say not to play tag in here?
Welcome to the town of Puscataha, Oklahoma, where Alice Merriweather keeps the family undertaking business alive one funeral at a time. Stage Struck Audio Theater presents The Dirt Nap. This episode, The Thunderstorm.
I hate all of you.
No harm, no foul.
Do you have any idea how expensive this casket is?
Put it on my tab?
You don't have a tab. I don't do tabs here. No funeral home has a running tab for anyone.
Maybe they should.
Sydney, you're the worst.
It is getting crazy out there.
The weather guy said it was one of the worst he's seen in a while.
Meaning what exactly?
You know, rain, lightning, thunder.
Seriously, what about the flooding you were talking about?
This part of town floods pretty easily.
We haven't had a flood here in town since we were in high school.
Then we're due. We should get out of here then. We can all wait it out in my house.
I'm in.
You have plenty of snacks?
I just stocked up. I even got a couple of boxes of chocolate Fluxies.
Yummy.
And some warthogs.
Now you're speaking my language.
Guys, I can't leave.
Alice, hun, if it floods down here...
I've got Mr. Perkins in the back.
Floyd Perkins?
Oh, yeah. I forgot he passed.
I'm gonna need to get some sandbags and start stacking them outside my front and back doors.
What you need to do is call the police. What? What'd I say?
You mentioned the unmentionable.
That's right. He who must not be named.
Oh, Reese?
Yes. Reese Blankenship, as in Mr. Reese Blankenship. Officer Blankenship.
I get it already. He and I aren't speaking.
Really? Who would know?
That was last week when he lost his cool with you during the car chase.
And other things happened.
Yeah, well...
Lips were involved and other...
He said hateful things that he meant.
It doesn't mean you can't call the police to get some help down here.
Uh-oh.
Yep. Yikes.
Look out the window.
Speak of the devil and he arrives.
Our very own Officer Reese Blankenship.
Looking quite fetching in that rain slicker of his.
I'll be in the back. You guys deal with him.
Not on your life. Stand your ground, girl!
It's time to make up.
And maybe there'll be kissing to go along with it.
I'm not interested.
Your mouth says no, but your eyes say...
Reese, get in here out of the rain.
I saw the lights on and thought I should check.
Working late, you know how it is. Death is a pretty wacky business.
Sydney!
It's getting dark out there.
Thus the reason for the lights being on.
Yeah, of course.
Everyone here is fine.
The water from the river is rising.
It would do that, yeah. It's raining.
Alice?
Yeah, Alice, where's your hospitality?
If the water rises, it will get to this end of town first.
Meaning what?
We will possibly have to evacuate folks.
And declare martial law? Please say yes.
You don't even know what martial law is, Clarence.
I suggest that you all think about getting to higher ground.
I've got it under control here.
If the water floods this end of town, you won't.
I can certainly take care of myself. And if any man says I can't, he's a misogynistic pig.
And if any woman can't see the danger coming her way, she deserves everything she gets.
Hey now, guys!
And if any police officer who doesn't do his duty...
If any business owner on this end of town doesn't see...
How about a cup of coffee? I've got a fresh pot brewing and we can all call a timeout. Sound good? The correct answer is yes. Yes?
Is Sydney not...
I have other...
It's not a request. Let's try it again. Sound good, Lorene?
Me say no to a cup of coffee? What are you on?
Okay, I could use...
I have duties to perform. I'm out of here.
I have seen stupid in my life before, but you guys take the...
Stop talking, Sydney.
No! We are your friends who have watched you mope your whole life away on one man or another.
That's not true.
It is, actually.
Yep, afraid so.
And you know what?
No, but I'm sure you're about to tell me.
That man out there looking for the folks in this town just happens to be a keeper.
Heard.
Oh, come on.
Alice, seriously, there's no reason for you two to keep fighting.
I know why you are.
Oh yeah? Why?
You know why.
And love is in the sentence.
No way. Not on your life. I need to get some sandbags.
When I interrupted the neck fest last week, I want to tell you what I saw.
You can leave Lorene and me out of it.
Yeah, about that.
Continue with Alice.
The way you two held each other, the way you were kissing.
Don't.
Let's just say I have a dream of that happening to me someday.
No doubt.
Now, moving on to Clarence and Lorene here, who just happened to be lip-locked.
It was an accident.
It sure was.
Yeah, sure.
Guys. Sandbags.
It was like kissing my cousin.
It was? Really?
And to think, I thought Clarence had the hots for me all these years.
Come on!
I saw the way you followed me around our senior year in high school.
That was a long time ago.
He's not denying it.
So, really? Like kissing a cousin?
Yeah, give it a try.
Hey!
Stand still, you weenie.
Well?
You all are the worst. We aren't playing spin the bottle.
We could be. I can go find a bottle.
No, we're not.
Sydney?
What's that supposed to mean?
Not like a cousin. More like a brother.
You were the worst.
Nope, that's the worst.
We just lost power.
How observant of you.
Come on, let's go light some candles. And please, no sucking face on the way, okay?
What was that? Alice Merriweather attempting a joke?
It was only an attempt. I give it a 5.
You're generous. A solid 4.
6. A good 6.
Shut up, all of you.
Wow. That is not good. This is Reese Blankenship.
Gotcha, Reese.
The road has washed away on the north side of the river bridge. We need to get some city workers or somebody to put up some cones or a road closed sign or something.
Can do. What about you?
I'm heading back to town. I'll check the south end to see who's still hanging out and see if they'll leave.
Water on the rise then?
I think it'll be a couple of hours before it's out of its banks.
Great. I'll see about getting a countywide warning.
Good idea. Over and out.
Coffee's cold.
That's what happens when you lose electricity.
I know, but I wanted to state the complete obvious.
You would.
That's me.
It sure is.
Want some?
Tepid coffee? No.
Tepid? You saw that word in a crossword once or something.
What happened to Alice and Sydney? They've been gone for 20 minutes now.
It takes time to check all her equipment.
Why is she so concerned? There's no power.
You know Alice. Since her dad passed away, she has been driven to do right by him with this funeral home.
She's always been driven by one thing or another.
That's our Alice.
Just between you, me, and the fence post, I'm getting a little spooked.
By the possibility of a flood, it's happened before.
Our sophomore year. Yeah, I still get spooked.
Alright, come here.
What are you...
It's hug time.
Clarence.
Come on now.
You smell like onions.
That's my burger from lunch. I spilled it all down the front of my shirt.
Great, thanks.
Just an added extra for my Loreen.
What do you mean, my Loreen?
You know.
No, I don't know.
Just the thing you say.
To who?
Loreen, you know how I...
Boo! Ah! Got you. I hate you. This is me hating you.
Sydney, you are the absolute worst.
It's a good thing I stepped in. It looked like you two were about to repeat from the other night.
Oh, please.
We were just...
What did I miss?
Alice, don't do that!
What is it with everyone scaring everybody around here?
What's spooky about being trapped in a funeral home in the dark during a possible flood? Not scary at all.
Trapped is pushing it. We can leave whenever we want.
Are you sure about that?
What are you talking about?
Grab a flashlight.
Done.
I can't see a thing out there.
Shine the light back toward...
Look!
Oh, I'm not going on that.
That's at least a foot deep in the street there.
Just great.
So we are trapped.
Now's the time we start telling scary stories.
Would you shut up?
No.
Okay, Sydney.
We need to call Reese.
Not on your life.
Yes, on all of our lives. Get the phone.
Ah, poop.
My sentiments, exactly.
Okay, dispatch, I'm on my portable radio now. The river is definitely coming up out of the banks. We'll need to send word to the highway patrol and city and county workers. Dispatch?
Yeah, got it. Sorry, calls are coming from all over town.
Heard that. I need to check my cell.
Someone from the funeral home was calling up here looking for you.
Just great. My life just gets better and better.
What's the word?
The sandbags are keeping out most of the water.
It's flowing pretty well into the drains.
Good deal. I thought it's time to raid the fridge.
Passed and ratified.
This isn't a restaurant, guys.
It is now.
Speaking of which, I hope our regular watering hole isn't flooded out.
The Garden of Eden is on the other end of town, which is higher than down here.
Who designed this town anyway?
Long before our time. Now, Maestro, a drum roll, please. Sydney, would you do the honors?
Guys,
on it!
And go!
That is just sad.
If your fridge is any sign of your life, Alice...
Don't.
Pitted olives, tame jalapenos, a withered head of lettuce, and...
Okay. So I haven't done much shopping lately.
Wonder why.
Ha ha.
Keep the fridge door open. I want to see what's in the cabinet here.
Ooh, microwave popcorn.
I'm in.
How are we going to pop it, Sherlock?
You guys take all the fun out of life.
Don't we, though?
Holy cow!
That was right on top of us!
This is starting to remind me of a movie I watched once upon a time. It didn't end.
Look through the blinds.
I can't see a thing.
Oh, there's a face in the window.
I think I saw that movie too. Hold on, y'all.
I think it's time for you guys to pack it in and head to higher ground.
It's like this, Officer Blanketship.
What's wrong? You're actually declaring martial law?
He's the man, isn't he? Of course he's declaring-
The river is about out of its banks.
Oh.
That hasn't happened since...
The good news is the weather report says this storm is about to move on out of here.
But if the river gets out of its banks...
It's just a building, Alice.
No, it isn't!
Alice, hun, now is not the time to get reminiscent.
what's a little water damage?
It's insured. I should know. I have the policy on it.
I can't just abandon...
You're not.
But there's Mr...
He's not going anywhere. It'll be fine.
Come on, let's go make sure the back door is locked.
I know it is.
Let's go check anyway!
But, Claire... Oh, yeah, right. You are so right.
I haven't seen the river that high since... Well, I'm not sure if I can remember.
Our sophomore year.
Yeah, that's right.
How much damage have you seen out there?
Mainly at the south end of town. A couple of houses have water right up to the doorsteps.
Mother Nature.
Yeah.
I was rude earlier.
What? Oh. Well...
I was.
The pink elephant in the room is that we necked in my police cruiser last week.
Necked?
Our mouths were locked on each other for a considerable period of time.
And the car chase ruined it.
I said some things in anger.
I did as well.
I had a reason. I liked kissing you, Alice. I enjoyed it very much. I'm also one to carry old wounds longer than most.
What is that?
Let me finish. When I went off to college, I got involved with a sorority girl.
Great.
She was, actually. Funny, intelligent, quick-witted, a great conversationalist.
Beautiful?
To me, she was, yeah.
Opposite of me in every way.
This isn't about you, okay? Things got serious between us. I mean, really serious. I met her parents. She met mine. We started talking in terms of us and we, and all the things that couples do. She planned on going to grad school, and I figured out how to go with her. We spent every waking hour we could with each other. I was consumed with her. I thought she was with me. I bought a ring. The night I was set to propose to her, she broke it off with me. She claimed I was suffocating her. I demanded so much of her and her time. I guess I thought that's what couples do.
That's been a few years ago.
It sure has. She's since married and has a couple kids. I don't do relationships very well.
Reese.
No, please. Being a part of your coffee clatch these past few months has brought me out of myself in ways I never thought it would. I enjoy you guys. I'm sorry we weren't closer in high school.
We're a pretty quirky...
The other night, those old feelings that I thought I wouldn't ever feel again came to the surface.
They did?
It scared me to death. I said things I didn't mean. I'm sorry.
Reese.
I'm asking for your forgiveness, Alice.
Of course. I mean, Reese, I should apologize for...
No. All on me. I value your friendship so much. I'm not sure I could even express...
Friendship?
Time's up.
When are the invitations gonna be sent?
Sydney, don't.
To what?
Never mind.
Oh. Oh.
I need to drop by the police station, and then I'll take you all home.
Reese,
Let's hit the road, gang. I'm ready for something hot to drink.
And eat.
I hope they have better food at the police station than what Alice had in there.
Make sure you lock the door behind you.
Got it. Reese?
Yeah?
Thanks for what you said. I won't share it.
Please don't.
And
what?
Nothing. Not a thing. And that, dear listener of this lonely podcast, is how life works. We are born, we die, and what lies in between is fraught with anxiety, giddiness, thunderstorms, and floods. Am I right? When someone passes away, it's all over for them. The things we got so entangled in don't amount to a hill of beans, as my dad used to say. We in the funeral home business see the end to all the turmoil of life, but can't seem to stay out of it ourselves. And though it seems flippant, it still stands true that we are the last to let them down, figuratively, but certainly literally as well. And that is all I've got for the last to let you down.
You've never lived until you've had to save a goat from a flooding river.
Did anyone get any pics?
Not on your life.
Too bad. You could have printed them in the paper.
Bite your tongue.
You're in an awfully good mood after all this insanity.
No one was hurt. That makes it a good mood for me.
Here, here. Now someone waver over here so I can order. I am starving to death.
You're fine. You've got plenty of insulation.
You lie like a dog.
She doesn't. After breakfast, I can help you shop for a girdle.
I hate you very much.
Back at ya.
Now wave her over here.
Let me make it official.
You may have to wave a badge at her just to get her over here. She flirts with everyone in this place.
Except for me.
I told her not to bother.
Everyone is on a roll this morning.
Excluding you, dear heart.
Anyone heard from Alice this morning?
She said she was going to clean up the funeral home.
It didn't get flooded out. What's the mess?
The one we made.
Oh.
What's this?
We're messy by nature. We're born that way.
And we nearly wrecked a casket.
Of course you did. What was I thinking? I don't think our waitress is coming over here.
Wait, I'll wave a $5 bill in the air and see what that does.
Do that. Here's our forlorn companion of the dead. Speaking of forlorn, did you hear her latest podcast?
When did she drop it? This morning?
Yeah, Alice was waxing poetic.
Our Alice?
I'll have to give it a listen.
You really shouldn't.
Why's that?
No reason.
Clarence.
Morning. Anyone get my order in?
It was the first thing we did, Your Highness.
Good. And I like that Your Highness thing. Keep it up.
You're perky today, if you don't mind me saying so.
I don't.
Get any water damage?
Soaked the carpet at the front entrance. That's it. I feel blessed, that was all.
What about your place, Clarence?
Haven't even checked yet. What? It's insured.
You're a laugh riot.
Just a little insurance humor.
At this rate, we'll be eating later this afternoon.
No hurry.
You are in a good mood this morning.
The sun after the rain.
And near flood.
I have a funeral later today, too.
That's something to be happy about?
He lived to be 93, Clarence. He had a long, full life.
Hear, hear. And if I had a cup of coffee, I'd toast you.
The $5 bill didn't work. Let me out. Reese?
Yeah?
Your handcuffs, please. I'm going to cuff myself to the waitress and bring her over here.
I don't think that is such a good idea.
It was a joke, big man. I'm gonna go give her backup.
And that's my cue to hit the little boy's room.
Is this what they call an awkward pause?
Probably. Do me a favor, will you?
What's that?
Hold my hand. I know it's PDA, but I'd like that more than anything right now.
You got it.
You've been listening to Stage Struck Audio Theater's production of The Dirt Nap, The Thunderstorm. Next episode, Bounder's Day. Join us, won't you? In the cast as Alice Cat Key, Reese Ruben Sheck, Sydney Ariana Webb, Lorene Linnea McClure, Clarence Cameron Brown. Script by Brett Jones. Stage Struck Audio Theater is a production of Wichita State University Theater Department.